Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, The Perfect Society, 4 Spiritual Classes, Chapter 12, Text 11. Itat sarvat grihastasya samannatam yateirabhi Guru Vritti Vikalpena Rigastasyartu Gaminaha Itan Sarvam Grihastasya Samangnatam Jati Ravi Guru Vritti Vikalpena Grihastasyartu gahaminaha etat this sarvam all grihastasya of a householder samamnatham described yatirapi even of the persons in the renounced order Guru Vritti Vikalpena to follow the orders of the spiritual master. Grihastasya of the householder. Ritugaminaha accepting sex only during the period favorable for procreation. Translation in purport by His Divine Grace. Aboy Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. All the rules and regulations apply equally to the householder and the sannyasi, the member of the renounced order of life. The grihastha, however, is given permission by the spiritual master to indulge in sex during the period favorable for procreation. Please repeat. All the rules and regulations apply equally for the householder and the sannyasi, the member of the renounced order of life. The grihastha, however, is given permission by the spiritual master to indulge in sex during the period favorable for procreation. Report. It is sometimes misunderstood that the grihastha, a householder, is permitted to indulge in sex at any time. This is wrong conception of grihastha life. In a spiritual life, whether one is a grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyasi or brahmachari, everyone is under the control of the spiritual master. For brahmacharis and sannyasis, there are strong restrictions on sexual indulgence. Similarly, there are strong restrictions for grihasthas. Grihasthas should indulge in sex life only in accordance with the orders of the guru. Therefore, it is mentioned here that one must follow the orders of the spiritual master, Guru Vrittir Vikalpena. When the spiritual master orders, the grihastha may accept sex life. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 7:11. Dharma virudho bhuteshu kamushmi. Indulgence in sex life without disobedience to the religious rules and regulations constitute religious principle. And this is 7:11. Malavalam also says, I am the strength of the strong. So brahmacharya has a lot to do with it. Dharma virudho bhuteshu kamushmi. Indulgence in sex life without disobedience to the religious rules and regulations constitute religious principles. The grihastha is allowed to indulge in sex life during the period favorable for procreation, and in accordance with the spiritual master's orders. If the spiritual master orders allows a grihastha to engage in sex life at a particular time, then the grihastha may do so. Otherwise, if the spiritual master orders against it, the grihastha should abstain. The grihastha must obtain permission from the spiritual master to observe the ritualistic ceremony of Garbhodhana Samskara. Then he may approach his wife to beget children, otherwise not. A brahmana generally remains a brahmachari throughout his entire life. But although some brahmanas become grihastras and indulge in sex life, they do so under the complete control of the spiritual master. The kshatriya is allowed to marry more than one wife, but this is also must be in accordance with instructions of the spiritual master. It's not that because one is a grihastra, he may marry as many times as he likes and indulge in sex life as he likes. This is not a spiritual life. In a spiritual life, one must conduct one's whole life under the guidance of Guru. Only one who executes his spiritual life under the direction of the spiritual master can achieve the mercy of Krishna. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasadam. If one desires to advance in a spiritual life, but he acts whimsically, not following the orders of the spiritual master, he has no shelter. Yasya prasadam nagati kutopi. Without the spiritual master's order, even the grihastha should not indulge in sex life. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Umilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangulam Gayate Girim Yat Kripatamaham Bande Sri Gurum Dinatarinam Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine Nama Acharya Padaya Nitai Kripa Pradayine Gaura Kathadamudaya Nagara Grama Tarine Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatya Deshatarine Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Prasavanu Suti Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Panchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyaeva cha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Vakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Hari Om Tat Sat. As it's an honor, it's an opportunity to be able to speak to all of you, dear Vaishnavas. And even though so many more qualified devotees, I take this as a blessing of Srila Prabhupada to able to explain something of my own realizations in the Grihastha Ashram. Spiritual life. Srila Prabhupada is talking here, this is not spiritual life. It's a great difference. It's two opposite sides, material life and a spiritual life. So there's no middle ground. There is no halves. Or we're going to go to the material life, or we want to go back to the perfect place with everybody respects the female energy. perfectly. There is no more envy or desire to enjoy the female energy. So we're going to trade prema for material life? No. We want purification. We want to give up this material desire to enjoy separately from Krishna. Otherwise, we don't get Krishna. It's so easy. So everybody who takes the path of bhakti, he wants to give up. He wants to give his back to material life. But that doesn't mean rejecting the female energy, irrespecting the female energy. We are here because there's a mother and a father. Like sometimes we say, we don't worship the demigods. Yeah, we don't worship the demigods, but we respect them. They're all Vaishnavas. So the same, sometimes we heard Brahmachari life, sannyas life, and we think we have to hate the female population. That's not Vedic science. That's not Vedic life. It's full respect to the female energy. They have natural devotion, natural propensity to serve. So this comes from the original source, which is no other than the Supreme Goddess. So in the spiritual world, there is this beauty, this incredible beauty of the female energy, who's everywhere, serving Krishna so wonderfully. So how, if we don't respect this female energy here, how are we going to be able to transcend it? There is no way. We are under the spell of the female energy, Durga Devi, Maya Devi. To get out of her grip, we must respect it. We must engage this female energy in the service of Krishna. So Grihastha means situated in the ashram, where you practice the same as a sannyasi. We come to Mangalarti in the morning. We were praying to the same deities. We are praying to the same source of everyone. So purification, and that's why it's the samskaras. A samskara is an impression in the mind, and the first of the samskaras is Garbhodana samskara. But even performing the Garbhodana samskara, still there is so much danger. Our kids may become Krishna conscious. We have so many examples. The Srimad Bhagavatam is full of Grihasthas giving instructions. We are talking about Maharaj Parikshit here, who was a great Grihastha, son of another great Grihastha, and grandson of another great Grihastha. The Bhagavad Gita is spoken by Krishna. We don't want to speak, he is the Mahagrihastha. To Arjuna, who already had 4 wives at that time in Kurukshetra. It's not a discussion of 2 brahmacharis, it's a discussion of 2 pure souls. The Varnashram fits there in our consciousness. Pure Varnashram fits in the purification of consciousness. It's not a system that we can learn and apply. It no, comes naturally out of the purification of consciousness, comes pure brahmanas, kshatriyas, vaishyas, and sudras. They're all eager to serve the Supreme Lord. So here we hear about this, but the verses before, they talk about Gurukul, how the surrender to the spiritual master and the Gurukul. So then the conscious from the very beginning is properly trained to respect this energy and how to understand Ishavasyam Idam Sarvam. Everything belongs to Krishna by realization. This sarir, this body, this floor, everything is the energy of the Lord. And His energies are female. We said materialistic. Mater is a Germanic word. Mater and Vater. Mater is mother nature. Materialistic is that person who thinks that the only reality is matter and I will exploit it. That's the demoniac nature. But when we don't want to exploit mother, when we don't want to exploit Mother Nature, we become bhaktas, we enjoy this energy by offering to Krishna. This makes sense? Because it's now an energy who takes different forms. It's like this tongue. It's just a piece of meat, but has some sensors. And when puts in contact with different rasas, becomes wild. But in reality, it's just a machine. Yantra Rudhani Mayaya. So it's the energy. It's an energy who takes many different waves, different forms and different times. So in the Gurukul, the child learns to differentiate between Krishna and his energies. And to differentiate between Antaranga Shakti and Bahiranga Shakti. Krishna said, this is my separated material energies. Bhumirapwanalo bhayo khangmano buddhi vracha. Ahankara iti yanme bina prakritir ostada. This is a separated sweta dvip. Sweat comes out. It's not the internal energy of Krishna, the one that we are after. But we have to respect both, because it's the shadow of the original energy. So when the Grihastha asked them, these rules and regulations apply. Sex life cannot be performed at so many different times of the month. When the woman in his cycle, in her lunar cycle, 28 days. Then it's inauspicious in the 6 days and 7 days. There is inauspicious ekadasis, inauspicious triodasis, inauspicious appearance days of the Lord, inauspicious in the acharya's appearance. There's so many days and times that are inauspicious. Inauspicious during the day, inauspicious during sandhyas, because that's for Gayatri. That's for meditation in Krishna. So basically, sex life was performed for having children. That's the only joy. And when you're able to bring souls who can be at the service of the Lord and service of the society, then has a meaning. Then the lady becomes mother and is fully engaged and becomes saintly. Confirm. The female energy has to be engaged in the service of Krishna. Automatically they become very happy. A man cannot make a woman happy. Only Krishna can. So when the lady is fully engaged, she is completely happy. Like for example, being a high example, Madhi Yashoda Mai. She wakes up thinking in Krishna, they feed Krishna. Jai Sigurnita. Jai Sachinandana Gaura Hari. Another wonderful mother, Mother Sochi. Their meditation is their Lord. And after Krishna has gone to the pastures, he invites the jewelers, he invites the tailors, and start making measurements, and she's meditating constantly in the Lord and his form. Vishnu Rupa, Krishna Rupa. So Mataji is also, when they have this ability to become mothers, and they are serving a husband who is following Guru, then we have leadership. Then it's easy to follow. Because the husband is properly following the footsteps, the wife follows, then the children follow. Then becomes harmonious. When there's no exploitation. Hare Krishna. Like all these wonderful Matajis, by culture, properly dressed, proper behavior, naturally comes the veil. Vedic culture, remnants of the Vedic culture. Women respect the color of a brahmachari. Women respect the color of a sannyasi. Women respect naturally because they seem as the children. They don't want you to fall down. They don't want you to come into the lower platform of existence. So pure women is essential for society. And that's what Arjuna was arguing. Adharma abhivavat Krishna. What's going to happen, Krishna, when it's adharma in society? Pradushyanti kulastriya. There's going to be unwanted progeny. From where this progeny come from? Atala vitala talutala sutala mahatala rasatala patala. Well, where is this going to come, these souls? And then society suffers tremendously. But when it's the Garbhodhana Samskara, where the saintly women who are constantly praying Krishna, constantly meditating in Krishna, when their husband is fully attached to purification, then we have a wonderful children. And these children is a great asset for society. This is full of people, full of Maharajas who have many, many wives, like Chitraketu, Drishyantu. You go on and on and on. But they were all saintly. So they knew how to engage this energy. So all resides, and we take this material energy for my enjoyment or for the service of Krishna. That's the only decision in our minds. Because in the spiritual world, this energy is all over. When you want to enter in America, you need visas, you need all kinds of regulations. There is police, there is security, even walls now. They make different restrictions if you want to enjoy that country. There is so many things that can go under the table and the people do it anyhow. But to go to the spiritual world is only qualification. Only if we are qualified, if we are gentle enough to be able to deal with those Vaishnavas, if we'll be able to respect those Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, then we enter. Only when our mind has become humble, when we have given up this desire of enjoyment, when we are blessed, because I don't know how to get there. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, oh Gopinath, how are you going to purify me? Because I don't know what devotion is. It's up to you. I am surrendered to you. You purified me. Because I don't see how. We don't know what intelligence is, where it resides. We don't know. Only Krishna knows. We have some understanding. The pure intelligence, pure heart, only Krishna, only Gauranga Mahaprabhu and his associates, only the devotees can give that. Guru and Gauranga. And that's what we want, because we want to qualify. We want to qualify. And there is unlimited space there. There is no restriction. The whole universe can go, and everybody can have service there. And that's what Mahaprabhu wants. So it's a fact. Everybody will go there. Because Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu desire, everybody is liberated. It's just we are going through the process. We are going in the queue. It's like before, he was a forest. Everybody sometimes said, oh, Vrindavan was so nice. When it's just behind here was just white sands and the Krishna Balaram tree and the Yamuna. Yeah, I remember those times. But now it's so nice to be a city around the Krishna Balaram Mandir. It's nice to see all these hotels. Because this means pilgrims, and pilgrims means purification. Pilgrims progress. Mayapur is becoming a city, so people can come and get the mercy. We don't want peace and shanti for few bhaktas. We want everybody to take the mercy. That's Mahaprabhu's plan. That's Srila Prabhupada's plan. These beautiful houses. How wonderful is Krishna Balaram Mandir? How beautiful is Srila Prabhupada's samadhi? If you observe it from every corner, it's a spiritual building. In the presence of His divine grace. And His mercy shining for millions of souls there. So we must purify ourselves to be able to attract the people. We must purify ourselves so we can be an asset in the hands. We dimatta matram, a tool in the hands of the Lord. So grihastra sannyasis doesn't matter. Krishna saying to Arjuna, become a sannyasi. It doesn't mean that he took a dana. No, he took bow and arrow. He got a golden chariot, a golden crown, golden earrings. He didn't have to renounce artificially anything. Means do everything for Krishna. So in any position that we are, we can fully surrender to Krishna. That's why Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, he's glorifying the different avatars of Vishnu. So how wonderful Varaha avatar appeared. He placed the earth back in his orbit. What an incredible pastime. But then he reflects, is that really incredible? He just leave it there. Then Narasimha, he appeared to kill the demoniac dynasties. He appeared from the pillar. What a wonderful pastime. But is really that wonderful? He keeps going with all the different avatars. But the Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he comes and gives free prema in Kali Yuga. Just by those who want to worship Krishna. For those who chant Hare Krishna, Mahaprabhu awards them prema. You can compare. Namo Mahavadanaya. We are here. We are the depositories of that mercy. So we have to take it, embrace it, and give it. I leave it there. If you have any questions and comments, please. Today, yesterday, was a very auspicious day in the calendar. It was the 13th day of the dark moon in this month of March. In the Sri Advaita Prakash, written by Ishana, the servant of Advaita Acharya, he tells a wonderful pastime about Advaita Gosai. When he was just a young child, he was drinking milk in the lap of his mother, Labha. And mother fell to sleep and entered into a wonderful trance dream state. She saw that her child was not other than Mahavishnu himself, with four beautiful arms holding the different astras, the Padma, the Gada. And then he saw that he was the source of Sadashiva. She was so amazed. So in the dream, she kept asking, my dear Lord, please give me your Charanamrita. So how are you going to give you Charanamrita? I am your son. You are higher than the sky. He said, no, no, no. You are the source of everyone. You are Mahavishnu. Please give me your Charanamrita, because only your Charanamrita will purify me. Then she woke up. And the child, because she was crying in ecstasy, Advaita Acharya was asking, mother, what you dream? What you saw? So you are just a little child. You will not understand. But still, she narrated to the child the whole story. And Advaita Acharya said, you cannot take my Charanamrita. I am not Mahavishnu, but I will call all the holy places tomorrow, all the holy rivers, so you can take bath in these holy places. So the mother, just hearing the child, said, okay, yes, yes, you can do. She said, no, 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 I promise you, my word, follow my words. And in the night, Advaita was calling all the holy rivers, and each one will appear with folded hands. So I went to go on top of this mountain, Panatirtas, beautiful place now in Bangladesh. And tomorrow, in my order, you will come down for giving this blessing to my mother. So the next morning, the child brought the mother in front of the mountain, and by playing a conch shell and gong and chanting the names of Hari, suddenly all these holy rivers start appearing and cascading down the mountain. The mother was bathing in these waters, so amazed to see how the child manifested this in reality. So these holy waters, they appear only once, because the holy rivers, we cannot stay here, we're going to vacate the all holy places. They come only once a year. And it's so nice, there's among 200 devotees of the safari right now in that place. taking darshan of Advaita Acharya's Prabhu's birthplace. Even though he was conceived in Shantipur, he was born there in Laudavesh. So, may Advaita Acharya Prabhu bless us today. Yes, Mataji. I don't know if it goes that far. Maybe Mataji, if you want to come closer to the mic. Was this okay?
Huh?
Was this okay?
Yeah.
Was no preparation.
Hare Krishna, thank you for your very nice class. I really like to appreciate how you were respecting the Mataji's who just walked in so spontaneously. My question is related to a point you made somewhere in the middle of the class about the respect that should be there. For ladies, and then how the whole society can just be in its right place and things happen in the right way and the husband is following the spiritual master, etc., and the project that comes. So regarding this aspect of respect, and then you also commented how chaste that they were. I think you said that. So I'm just framing my question, please forgive me. What is your advice and view? Your view and your advice about the current situation in this home, regarding the aspect of respect towards Vaishnavis.
Well, the current situation in ISKCON is huge. There's so many wonderful things that are going out in this house. It's individuals and their individuals' hearts. And there is no such a current situation. A current is like the river. It's running in the heart of the devotees. Maybe some situations. I understand. There is some situations. But this has to be corrected socially, but it's individually. First we become conscious, then we become Krishna conscious. There's still karma connected with us. So many things we learn from karma. When the situation is not perfect, it's because we are still being under the process of polishing, getting the edges out. So while going through any kind of marriage, doesn't matter how, and the other side, if we tolerate it, we go through it properly, we come out more pure. So the marriage is not something that works like, you know, like a switch. It's something that works through practice. The practice and detachment that Krishna talks to Arjuna is in all ashrams. So how to respect women? It's not just about women, because we are also female energy. So this hierarchy is by understanding first the autocrat. There is one autocrat. That's Krishna. He has no authority over him. But then, he puts so many different authorities over us. Because without respecting authority, we just become servants of the mind. The mind is called mana, mon. When we marry the mind, we become demon. Married to the mind, demoniac. The bad habits of the mind are called manias. Because it comes from the mana, from the mind. So maniatic, demoniac. Demoniac means the bad habits of the mind. So if we don't control the mind, it's no question of respect or learning anything else. So first and foremost, we must practice the control of the mind, the mana, by mantra. So this mantra given by Guru has to be practiced properly. Tra means to transcend, to cross over, mantra, to cross over the mental platform. When we're still in the mental platform, we're still subjugated by so many different kinds of absurd conceptions. Because it's still in the mental platform. We have to rise above the mental platform, to the intellectual platform. And above that, we go to the Anandamaya Vyasat. When you become completely happy in the practice of Krishna consciousness. This works. So how to respect or how current situations, this is an individual practice in the heart. then obviously can be corrected in the society too. You know, like you were saying, this obviously is there, so many things have to be corrected, obviously. But the individuals, Trinadapishuninshena, Tarurapishahishnuna, Amaninamanadena, Kirtaniya Sadahari. No matter what the society is inflicting on you, you have to apply Mahaprabhu's formula to be able to chant constantly. So whatever situation comes, tolerance, humbleness, not desiring anything in particular, just practicing for the sake of practicing, of purification, of pleasing Guru and Gauranga, not for something personal, not for the acquisition of followers or fans, that's even more dangerous, fanatics, for something more profound, the practice of Krishna consciousness. So this, each individual has to go from there. I don't know if you capture my point of view.
Yes, all right, right, yes. And my question was a little different, but somehow in your answer you addressed it quite nicely. I'm just wondering whether I should be a bit more direct with what exactly you want to ask.
There must be so many individual situations, but well, these specific aspects of our life, these turns, they are there in our chart also. We have some happiness and distress. We have a world of duality that we are tumbling down. The idea is that we must follow the exit of these roots, this incredible labyrinth of material existence. We must follow the footsteps of those who know the exit. Maybe we bounce against the wall, but we are coming out. This makes sense? But the walls, obviously, it's not perfect running. But we must follow. We must have full faith. It's like the other day I heard someone, that when Srila Prabhupada left, all the leaders fell down. It was not like that. The boat was brought by Srila Prabhupada. He crossed the Atlantic, rowed by the avatars. This boat came all the way to the west. And Srila Prabhupada put us into this boat and is taking us away from here, this ocean of Kali. When he left, obviously there was many marines who didn't know how to manage this gigantic boat, but the boat is still alive and is sailing wonderfully. So all those who stayed, they get the glory. The same, we cannot give all the glory to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and not to Prabhupada, like in one point his disciples were thinking. The same, you cannot just give all the glories to Srila Prabhupada and not to his devotees who really were, you know, his greatest gift. From everything that Srila Prabhupada did, his devotees are the greatest achievement. So ISKCON, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, is made out of consciousness of individuals. And it's shining. Always.
Thank you. Anybody else? Is there a question, or can I just ask you another question? Maybe. Okay. So, yeah, thank you for that. It's very beautiful the way you put it. So what is your, I have never spoken to you, but I know your glorious self and what a wonderful Gurdwara ashram you have and your wonderful wife as well. My question is that related to this aspect of respect, mutual respect. So sometimes we see, I joined in about 9 to 5, and I've seen throughout that period that there is always, and like you said before, that everything's under the shower getting clean. So I understand that very well. I got that understanding very clearly. We see that amongst the opposite sex, there is always this subtle and then not so subtle whatever going on. I think you understand. So what would your advice be for the way the ladies dress? And the way also the opposite sex relates to them? Be it your husband, or be that even non-husbands. And that's very, very sad that how there's deep sense, it makes sense of exploitation going on. So I wonder if you catch my question.
Yes, Mataji, this word takes a lot. Mataji. When we call someone a Mataji, we are going back to the original Mataji, or the original mother. So when we get a wife, she automatically has this full surrender to the husband. In the Vedic system, the boy becomes mature after he graduates from Gurukul, especially the upper classes, Brahmana, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, upper class Vaishyas. So age 22 to 25. But the girl is always ready at 13 to 16. By nature, they're subservient and they want to follow someone who is kind, gentle, who has all the qualities that are developed naturally by the study and the practice of the Vedic system of Gurukul. I have seen in my own, if I ask forgiveness to use an example, I have two kids who have gone through the Gurukul from the age of 6. Now both of them, they are 24 and 22, both married. I married them the same day with two wonderful young girls who also are following this system. I see their, how their mentality is completely different and how more easy is for them to understand this respect nature, how to understand the samskaras, etc. One of them was married 1 year ago. It had been 1 year, even though traveling together, without any association, because they are really want this samskara to work. And they came here to, with the permit of the guru, to perform some prayers in the Radha Kunda, to have a child. So these prayers, they take like 1 minute for every mantra, and you have to chant it for 1,000 times. They didn't notice it was going to take 7 hours in the water of the Radha Kunda to do it. So all the devotees who live aside of the Radha Kunda, they were putting them chadars because they were, after the first hour, they were already trembling. But I was thinking how wonderful it is that by their own ideas, they wanted to chant these mantras to ensure that they get a child who can serve Srila Prabhupada's mission. So for me, this is very touching to see their own consciousness, respect one another, knowing that only through Krishna you can get these blessings. So this consciousness, this chit potency, this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy is all about consciousness, purification of consciousness. By His will and mercy, we're becoming more and more purified, and then the natural state of the soul will manifest. Then respect is just one of so many qualities. This cannot be learned by just going to a school of respect. We must follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's behavior. Example, how kind he was, how respectful he was, even to the Mayavadis, even to the Yavanas. So his gentleness, his qualities, we will imbibe by becoming ourselves more conscious. This is part of the process of illumination of the consciousness, that we become what we always been. We are Abu Bunai, the soul is there pure already. We just need to. That's why the Sishashtakam is so beautiful, because that's, it contains everything. Especially in Vrindavan, the way they sing it here, I never heard it before. At least before in Vrindavan, they didn't used to sing it like that. But this mood that they sing it here in Vrindavan, ah, so wonderful. How it goes? Cheto Darpana. Who's singing? What brahmachari is singing now? Oh, so nice. Because that's whole, to clean the chit, the consciousness, the mirror of the heart. There is no school for respect, there is no school for gentleness, there is no school. That is just our practice will take us there, the nature of the soul. And it's happening. Thank you so much, Lord Prabhu. Please bless me.